The precarious financial position of Greece is still shaking markets and affecting the euro. The Greek debt problem will dominate a European Union summit in Brussels today. The Greek government has announced austerity measures, and it's promising to increase revenue by getting Greeks to pay their taxes. But as NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports, that will not be easy.
Diomidis Spanellis has a spectacular view of the Acropolis from his Athens office, but the new head of information systems at the Greek Ministry of Finance these days has no time to admire the 2,500-year-old view. The 43-year-old computer dynamo is working overtime to install a new state-of-the-art auditing, billing, and accounting system to track down tax offenders in a nation where tax cheating is nearly as common as jaywalking. But there's a big problem. New auditing has taken a back seat to a fight over who provides the hardware.
Companies arguing whether they should be awarded the contract and fighting against each other.
How many years have they been arguing over the hardware?
More than 2 years. The software is ready, but there's no hardware in which to run it, and these are problems.
It's just one example of the enormous challenges the Greeks face in overhauling a tax system that was not computerized until 2000. Even today, rural areas in Greece still rely mostly on paper records. The government estimates that the underground, untaxed economy in Greece is nearly one-third of gross domestic product and accounts for billions in uncollected taxes. Kostas Bakouras with the anti-corruption group Transparency International says the Greek tolerance for tax cheating is high. He says the self-employed, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, and the like are big offenders, but the biggest, Bakouras says, are from high-paid, white-collar professions.
For example, doctors, lawyers, architects, and engineers, who, when they provide services, they don't give receipts unless they ask for, and therefore, if they don't provide receipts, they don't declare their income. We say it's unacceptable, but then when we get somebody, they say, oh, the poor guy, he has 3 kids, he's not going to do it again, leave him alone. So these things have to stop.
But few think it will stop as long as Greeks continue to have no faith in the state to use their taxes wisely. Athens University economist George Bitros says an ineffectual public sector consistently fails to deliver, from garbage collection and transport to basic bureaucracy.
You pay taxes and you don't get anything. If the Greek state fails, Greeks take the law in their hands. If they don't correct the delivery of public services, every one of us will have an incentive to tax evade.
A Louis Prima song seeps out of the speakers at Nikos Stadalis's largely empty bar and cafe in the Pisiri neighborhood of Athens. Since the 2004 Olympics, his business is down dramatically. Stadalis says he can no longer afford to pay his federal or local taxes. He may have to file for bankruptcy. He says he owes the equivalent of about $50,000.
Everyone doesn't pay taxes. I have to pay the last 2 years. I haven't paid them yet. And I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I have to close this thing.
Dadalis complains that affluent, politically well-connected Greeks use loopholes, offshore accounts, and old-fashioned bribery to get off paying taxes, while small businessmen like him are left to shoulder the burden or sink. In any case, Dadalis says he doesn't worry about getting caught.
So what? They could do me nothing. They're going to kill me. What? By the time that I have money, I will pay them. But I don't have that money.
Dadalis has little reason to fear the tax collector. Few in Greece are ever held accountable. In 2007, the latest year for which data is available, only 10 people in the nation of more than 11 million were prosecuted for tax evasion or tax-related crimes. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Athens.